I'm Summer McStravick, host of this show, Flow Dreaming. As a BBS radio listener, you can receive 10% off all of my books, CDs, and instant MP3 downloads at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Just enter the coupon code letters BBS during checkout. Enjoy 10% off at flowdreaming.com. Remember, BBS at checkout. This offer expires on July 31st.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, and I hope you're here to enjoy another hour of learning how we use our minds, our energies, to shape and create our world. This is my weekly program. You can hear it live Tuesdays on CTR Network, or you can hear it via podcast or download, or sign up and you'll get a little link each week that tells you when the show is ready, and that comes right to your email box. So many, many ways to listen. I know so many of you are out there on iTunes. Hello to you all. A few weeks back, I asked you to send me a little note, drop me a line saying where and how you listen, and I love, love, love all the response. I'm still getting it from you. It's great. Really helps me to know where to put my time, put my energy, and you know, what to try and make better for you and where to go. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, wow, I don't know what happened. All of the emails that have been coming in the last maybe 2 weeks or so, just wonderful stuff from you. I mean, just like, I get up, first thing, here's what I do. I get up in the morning, I drag myself into the shower, I drag myself out with my cup of coffee, and I sit down at my computer and I say, okay, what's in my inbox today? And, you know, usually I'm just, you know, parsing through all kinds of just regular old stuff. But then there've been these beautiful emails that have been landing saying things like, Flow Dreaming has done this for me. Please don't ever give it up. Keep going. This is great. The whole world should know about it. And here's what's happened to me. So these are by far the best way to start my day, is when I'm hearing and reading things like that and knowing that what I've chosen to do with my life is really reaching and making sense to so many of you. So I have a few of these emails I'm going to read today. Also be putting one or two of them into my next newsletter that is going out very soon for August. Can you believe that? We're already here, August. Well, of course, if this is a replay, then November, or this is February, I don't know. My point being that, my goodness, time goes so quickly. Just makes you realize how valuable it is and how precious it is for us to use every single drop of it. In fact, that's bringing me to our topic of the day. We talk so much in this show and, oh, well, you know, the whole world of spirituality and metaphysics and all religions, for that matter, about the way we think, the way we feel, our connection to spirit. And it's wonderful if that is a portion of your life, if this is a piece of you that's strong and healthy and vibrant and alive. But sometimes we forget, we get so wrapped up and involved in the spirit of things, in the connection to source, and so on and so forth, always trying to live with our feet in both worlds, that we can actually lose a bit of our footing here in the regular living part of things, the here and now, the regular life. What I mean by this is, well, for instance, the topic of today is, maybe you're not what you think, maybe you are what you do. And this is just a reminder that life is a balance. We are balanced creatures, and we know a lot of people who are heavily imbalanced. Our friends, our family, perhaps. You're imbalanced. Did you know that? But people are often imbalanced, more often than not, in terms of the physical. They are people who are focused. I'm not even talking about the materialistic or the super rich or anything like that. I'm just talking about people who are so enmeshed, so overwhelmed, so burdened, so shrunk down into their thoughts about, oh, you know, my doctor's bills are so high. Oh, the people at work are driving me crazy. Oh, if my kid doesn't get their act together, I'm going to have to boot him out of the house. And life becomes this series of just things that you are tackling, things you are taking care of, physical, day-to-day living-centered things. And so these are the people who you say you need a little spirituality, you know, a little dose of source energy would go a long ways to changing things, you know, balancing you out. But then there are the people who are lifelong learners, people who are engaged and always connected and always being very spiritual. And sometimes people like, I'll throw myself in that camp a bit here. Sometimes people like that, we forget that the physical world also needs a lot of attending to, that we have to pay attention to what we're doing, pay attention to our finances, give that time to our family, whatever it may be, where we are, you know, letting our minds just go more into the world will provide and source will provide. And you know what I'm saying? Here's another way it manifests, this imbalance, because I guess that's what I'm talking about right now, is more or less the balance between the spiritual and the material in the way that we live. We often find, or I've often seen in my line of work, being that I've worked with so many different kinds of spiritual teachers over the years, from people who are known worldwide to those people who are not known by anyone outside of my town. And it doesn't matter the size of your following. It doesn't matter how well you communicate. What I see sometimes is that the people who talk the most about spirituality tend to behave the least spiritual in real life. And we've all kind of, you know, joked about this. You know, we're talking about the minister who gets caught doing something terrible, or the guru who does the same thing. And, you know, it's sort of a well-known phenomena that a lot of people don't walk their talk. They don't walk their talk. And what is occurring when I look at this, when I think about this in terms of energy and flow, is that a big part of them is very much connected to their message. They are there. They know it. They hear it. They're in it. But when they have their physical lives, they're disconnected from their message. And we call these people hypocrites, but really, they're just living a kind of disconnect. Their material lives, the physical lives, the things they do not match the things that they say and they believe and they feel. And people get so mad and so angry and say, well, how can they do that? You know, I've lost all faith in this person. It's like I've always said, don't lose faith. Listen to what they have to say. Look where they are looking. But don't follow the person. They're just a person. You know, they're full of flaws. They're full of problems. They're full of everything. They have as much troubles in different areas as all the rest of us do. But follow what they're saying, because it doesn't discredit their words. Even if they are having trouble materially, always adhering to their own feelings and their own beliefs. And you know, we all do this to a greater or lesser degree. We all feel we should be one way, and then we go and we do something utterly stupid and we behave completely differently. But there are things that you can do in your life. There are ways that you can materially and spiritually balance yourself. And this is really getting into the crux of things of, for this part of the show, the monologue or the teaching in this part of the show. When we are going about our material lives and we are living and enjoying and vacationing and loving and working hard and vacationing and enjoying that good dinner out and, you know, really engaging in this physical world of ours, we have to think, are the activities and the things that we're doing nurturing and supporting and balancing our spiritual selves, or are they somehow going against our spiritual selves, somehow taking from or depleting? Let me give you an example. If you are really working with the laws of attraction, for instance, and that's your thing, or you're working with manifesting, or you're working with flow dreaming, the way I talk about it, and yet you often find yourself bogged down at work in the tiniest little details, and the people are always on you, and you're always feeling behind and struggling to catch up, and you're insecure, are you doing a good enough job, does your boss like you, and all of these feelings and worries and physical stresses are on you, your body is expressing something. When that happens, your body, your energy, this big giant part of you is expressing insecurity and upset and anger and stress, feelings of not being good enough or being behind or never being able to catch up or not being appreciated. Your body and your mind, your energy is all wrapped up in this. So in this case, what you do is literally what you are. Right? What you do, how your body is feeling, how your mind is feeling, is how pretty much all of you is feeling. What you do is what you are. It's a different turn of things, and just sort of turning things over, turning them, flip-flopping them around, because usually we say what you think is what you are. Well, No, what you do is what you are also. So how do we stay in balance? How do we keep between the two? Well, I'm reminded of an email I got just this week. There is a woman who sent me a very sweet little note, and she says, one of the things that I do to sort of tie together my material life and my spiritual life, she says, is I believe in tithing. I believe in, you know, I just randomly give out money. That's okay. But to people and organizations and places that I feel really make a difference. And it's kind of like when we give to charity. Maybe we give to our, you know, the Humane Society or Doctors Without Borders or any of the many different groups that are out there. If you're tithing, if you're giving charitably, you're taking some of your physical energy and you are giving it to something else. You are creating an exchange, a value exchange. This draws right your source energy in. It just ties it all together. Because the reason I'm bringing this up is when you're doing an action like this, you're tying your material self. Your money's on the line. You know, your time is on the line. All that you've done to earn that's all on the line. It's all embodied in this. You are tying this to the spirit, you know, and your spirit is reflecting these kinds of actions. So what are the actions that you need to start taking in your life day to day to more support the spiritual self, to be in balance, to be in alignment, to be on the same level or the same plane as your spiritual self? Maybe this means that you need to start taking walks, or you need to take those bubble baths, or it's time for you to go and volunteer someplace. Or maybe you've been taking care of someone already. Maybe you've been a caregiver. Maybe you have, you know, grandchildren that you're watching, or your parents that you're watching. And instead of feeling like, oh, I'm so tired from this, I'm so burdened by this, you recognize, I'm doing something really good here. I am creating something. I'm giving something. I'm matching what I'm doing with who I am, the rest of me. And I'm a person who is generous and thoughtful, and I take good care, and I feel, you know, I pay my debts back, whether it's, you know, to my own parents for raising me, or if I'm, you know, helping my grandchildren and shaping them in their lives. You see what I'm saying? Our actions are so important. The way that we live, and I'm not just talking do-gooder actions. I don't want you to get that impression either. Our everyday actions. If you're out there in the garden in the sunlight and you're planting squash plants, that is an activity that is centering you, absorbing you into the earth, into the ground, into the spirit, into the sunshine. Your body's making vitamins. Your material self, your actions, what you do is what you are. You become healthier. You become filled with vitamin D. You are in a good place. So this is what I'm going to leave you with before we go to our first break. Think about the way you are actually spending your time right now. All right? Think about it. What are you doing with your days? Are you racing off to work in the morning, getting on the road and getting all upset about your commute and going to a job that you dislike and then rushing home to the grocery store afterwards, and then you're trying to make dinner and you're trying to get the kids bathed, or you know, you come home and there's no one to come home to and you feel sad with your time, so you watch TV and you eat some food and then you feel bad about that? What are you doing day to day? What are you filling up this time with? And what kind of energy is this creating inside you? What kind of material energy is this generating in your life? If you are these things that you are doing, then you are the person sitting on the couch snacking, watching television. Or you are the person who is upset on the telephone. You are that person. Okay? So, I know it can sound like a basic kind of message, but if you read into it a little bit more, I'm really trying to get you to see the balance of your time. Because the bulk of our time is spent in material things. And yes, we can be in the flow, we can manifest, we can create all we want. And this is wonderful for removing a lot of the bad thinking, the bad feelings, the bad programming, the bad future creating that we're doing through the day. But you know what? Flow dreaming isn't changing what you're actually doing with your day-to-day activities, is it? Or is it? Maybe you're at that point where it actually is. Maybe your thinking has changed many of your day-to-day behaviors. But if it hasn't, then start with the behaviors first. Change those first, then I'll let your thinking follow along and change. You can start with either side of things. I guess that's what I'm getting at. You can start with either side of things. You can start with changing your physical life, or you can start with changing your mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic life. Both of them are going to reflect upon the other. So if you've been focusing on one for a long time, maybe it's time to switch and start focusing on the other. Make some changes there. And if you've been doing the physical stuff and being like a horse with blinders on, and that's all you've been doing and thinking for a while, well, change it up. Start working with the flow. Start working with source energy. In other words, you'll find that balance. But, you know, don't get stuck in the one way that you've been doing things for a long time. Don't forget about either side of this equation called life. Well, I'm Summer McStravick. Our topic today is flow dreaming as usual, but also you are what you do, as well as you are what you think. We're going to go to a short break. When we get back, we're going to be doing a flow dream together. I'll be reading some of your emails and, of course, taking your calls, questions about your flow, what's going on in your life. I'll give you some examples of how I use this energy. I don't just read people's energies empathically, using the flow as a sort of guide into what a person is thinking or feeling and where they've been and where they're going. But then we manifest. We change things. If we see something in your life that we don't like, we say, oh, time to change that. Don't like the direction that's in. So it's kind of a nice practice. It's nice because, again, it's both sides. It's not just like a psychic who says, this is going to happen. Deal with it. No. Life is not that way. Life is constantly in the making. So it makes it so creative and fascinating and fun that you can change things. You can manifest. Okay, we'll be right back after this short break.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
What can you do to smooth out a difficult situation? How can you program a new career, good health, or a fulfilling relationship into your future? Or maybe you need to know what someone, such as a spouse, boss, friend, or family member, is thinking so you can make some informed choices. Summer can help you with every one of these situations in a private session. She's already helped thousands of others, and you can read reviews of her intuitive and manifesting skills at flowdreaming.com. Visit flowdreaming.com to schedule your reading today.
Are you new to the flow? Start with a free Flow Dream MP3 from Summer McStravick's website, flowdreaming.com. Sign up for her newsletter, which she always writes herself, and she'll send you a Flow Dream to put on your MP3 player so you can begin sculpting your universe and learning the art of manifesting. Just go to flowdreaming.com and sign up for the newsletter today.
Losing weight can seem like a real struggle. Well, that might be because for years you've only approached it with diets and exercise. But what about energy, your energy, the flowing blueprint through your body that describes just how your body wants to look and feel? It often surprises people when I tell them that if you lose 10 pounds off your physical body, you better make sure your body's energy template loses those same 10. But how? Well, I use flow dreaming to sculpt my body energetically and remind it of how it wants to look and feel. The flow dreaming weight loss support system that I use is a 2-week journey into blissful, happy daydreams about your beautiful self that actually works to reshape your energies as well. Look for the weight loss support system on flowdreaming.com. It's a whole new way to lose weight.
Summer McStravick's Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To has been a lifesaver for so many people who've had a hard time falling asleep due to anxiety, stress, or constant worry about situations that feel out of their control. Just look at the reviews on her website, flowdreaming.com. Her gentle words and guidance into the flow is the perfect path into a deep, restful night. Plus, for everyone who can get to sleep, this CD is the perfect way to fill your mind with positive, soothing words and imagery that will build your inner confidence and self-love and keep you in your flow. This CD is a treasure you can give yourself tonight by getting the downloadable MP3 of the CD, Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To, on our website, flowdreaming.com, or visit amazon.com. Here's wishing you sweet dreams.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I am Summer McStravick, your host today. And I have some emails to read to you, but first, I'm always announcing new things that are going on. Well, after the long wait, the new Flow Dreaming storefront, the Manifesting Store, is up and running, and the downloads are working! Yay! They're working. So I'm going to be busy as a little squirrel loading up the store with more and more individual single downloads of MP3s, Flow Dreams, that look at, work on, tackle all different areas of your life. You know, Flow Dreams are so different. They're not hypnosis or meditation. You get one and you start working with it. You start working within the flow energies. It's helpful to understand what flow is. You might want to get the audio book. That's a nice way to just listen and learn. But then you can start working with the different programs. There's the weight loss support system or the prosperity challenge. Those are both really, really good ones. Or just zero in on something. Maybe you're trying to do the debt relief or super lucky or removing some obstacle, some big problem in your life. You finally want to get it uprooted and out. The flow is a partner in your journey to do this. Using your mind, you can listen to one of these flow dreams that I've recorded, and I'm basically just kind of doing half the work for you in that I'm giving your mind ideas about things that it should be feeling or seeing, giving it it's like a pattern, you know, when you're sewing a dress and you lay the pattern down. Well, think of the MP3 as the pattern that goes and it's laid onto the fabric and you cut around it to sew up that outfit. I give you the pattern for it. Then you put your emotional energy into it. You put your sense of flow, your being, your manifestational power into it along with me within this place we go to together into the flow. And that's where the creating happens. And it's very active. You're part of it. You feel like I did something. I felt that. I know that feeling now. I know just what it's like, for instance, when this big issue is no longer in my life. I know what it feels like to have something work out so incredibly well, a way that I couldn't even imagine on my own. But somehow the bigger forces, the flow, the energies came in and found the way. They found the way where everybody was happy. It's a miracle. You know, these are the feelings that you generate, that you create, that you become in the flow in any area of your life that you're working on. And if you're like me, well, you just end up working on all kinds of areas, one to the next, because it's all good. Everything that you're doing is just shaping and creating your future. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful practice. Anyway, go to the Manifesting Store now. That's at flowdreaming.com, F-L-O-W, F like Frank, flowdreaming.com. And anyway, explore it, enjoy it. You can download things instantly. It's a perfect new place to be. I'm so delighted. It's been my big summer project, and yay, summer's not even over yet, and it's complete. The other thing I wanted to mention is, yes, I will be traveling overseas to Dublin and London in October. You can email me for information. Hopefully I'll be getting that up on my site too, a way to reach it and link to the places where I'll be talking, so you can get signed up for either the day-long workshop or one of the evening introduction classes, or perhaps one of the one-on-one sessions that I'll be doing in person with a small number of you on Saturday. I believe that's Saturday the 15th in Dublin. So it may be worth it to make a little weekend trip for yourself, treat yourself to something fun, something nice. And changing your life is definitely both of those things. Okay, so let me read you something that came to me. I love this nice email. It comes from a gal named Wendy. She says, this month I had no website clients or income. The rent's almost due, so I thought, oh, I better get busy and do the only thing one can in such situations, flow dream. Just after I'd read some of the Prosperity Challenge and began a quick flow dream, the phone rang. Just as happened once before, during the conversation, this person offered to pay my rent again. And they're going to help me attract new clientele with a new website that I'll build for our collaboration. I haven't received the money but it proves that flow dreaming works and is very real. So, Let me skip on down. I wish that I had understood flow dreaming decades ago when I discovered it on my own. Back then, I almost thought it was like black magic, and I even felt guilty for trying to wish things into being, mostly because I did not really understand it. But thankfully, I know better now. I can finally say with certainty that the concepts and results of flow dreaming are quite real. It's taken me a lifetime to believe that this is so, probably because few people teach such concepts, and certainly not in public schools. I hail from a non-religious, scientific, and logical background, so I'm rather questioning. But after experiencing flow dream results that defy logic, it's clear that something unseen is going on. Considering all that's being uncovered about quantum entanglement, dark energy, dark matter, and the underlying fabric of everything, I'd say the reality is that the unseen, miracle-like forces and energies pervade everything and indeed are responsible for everything we know, see, and experience. Believing in flow dreaming is no different than believing in the Big Bang or that ultimately everything is the result of patterns of pure energy. We may never understand this energy. Nevertheless, there seems to be a growing consensus that it is there and it is the basis of our universe. I told myself before I started flow dreaming this last time that if it works, it would prove to me once and for all that it's real. And so it is. I hereby promise to keep flow dreaming as part of my regular life, not just when I'm at the end of a rope. I love that. So here she is in the flow. She's panicking about her rent. She gets a phone call right there, right after, like 5 minutes later, saying, oh, I'll pay your rent this month and let's get going on that website that we're doing. I love that. So yeah, Wendy, and you know, other people listening might think that, I don't know if I believe in the Big Bang. I don't know if I believe in this or that. You know, insert your own language there. Put in God, put in Source, put in anything, whatever energy that it is that you believe is within and throughout everything in the universe and universes. What is it all made of? It is made of some pure, beautiful, indefinable light energy. You can call it love or Source or simply some sort of quantum something or other. I don't know. There's probably a lot of different names for the same thing, you know. How many names are there for snow? Yet it's all this frozen water. Okay, so that was a long one. So maybe I'll hold off on another one so we can do a flow dream together. And, you know, I think today's flow dream is just going to be about balance in our lives. Balance. And don't underestimate this one, by the way. It's kind of like I have a flow dream that I've put on a lot of my CDs because it's so powerful. It's called Positive Flow. And there's another one called Flow Dreaming for the Best of Everything. And I know they sound so general and like, well, you know, it's not pinpointed enough. But let me tell you, when you are simply letting go, because sometimes we get so narrowed in on those things that we want so bad and we get frustrated. When we get so narrowed in on things like that, it's like pinching. It's like pinching a pipe, you know, the water or pinching a hose. The energy can't flow as much because we're pinching it so hard. We're narrowing our focus so much. So sometimes it's wonderful to just let it go and say, everything in my life is wonderful. Everything is working together. Even the tangled spots are working themselves out with the help of all the other things in my life in a beautiful balance and a harmony of being so that wonderful things start erupting and coming to being in all kinds of different areas, maybe ones that I don't even have the sense to ask for or think about. Maybe I had no idea how much I needed a best friend until one came into my life, but I certainly wasn't flowing for it. I was just flowing for the best of everything, and the flow knew what I needed at that time. Or, the flow brought me in this wonderful extra line of work. I would never have thought to do that. And lo and behold, 2 years later, it's my entire career and I found my calling. This is how flow energy works. This is how positive flow, best of everything, the general flow, if you do this, it just puts you in that place where all kinds of, you know, the floodgates open. All kinds of wonderful things can start pouring in, things you don't even know to ask for. I think that's a key phrase, things that we don't know to even ask for. It's not always our job to pinpoint what we're going to do or be or have next. Sometimes all we need to do is say, I am so happy with my life right now. I'm so content on every level. Every person in my life is good for me and healthy, and I love to be around them. And the things that I do with my day, the way I spend my material time, is so right and balanced and reflects my spiritual values. It upholds my spiritual values. It's all in alignment together. I love that. I feel so good. You see, boy, you know, it's kind of like you start saying things like that, and anything that's out of whack, anything that's not working, it doesn't have a place anymore. It doesn't have a place. There's no place to take root. It can't grab onto that kind of energy. It can't grab into that in your life when everything is starting to work out and be smooth. All the bad stuff, it's like it can't. It's like, you know, those old TV commercials where the bad germs are in your mouth and the brush is brushing them. The germs can't cling to you. Those troublesome areas of your life, they can't establish a foothold the way they once did, because you are changing. Your flow is moving things, moving all kinds of things around. And those crevices and cracks and ways that got in before close up or disappear or are scrubbed away or flow away. That's, you know, crazy as that sounds, that's a really good metaphor for how it works. What do I say? Everything in life is just a pattern of a pattern of a pattern of a pattern. It's reflected everywhere in nature, in spirituality, in our minds, in computers, in the internet. It's all just the same systems over and over and over again. So, all right, we're going to flow today then for a wonderful balance in our life. And like I said, don't underestimate it. If you have a beautiful, perfect balance in your life, that your material world and your spiritual world, the way you spend your time and the way you spend your thinking, are in alignment with one another and reflecting one another, you are in a place where almost nothing can touch you. I mean, nothing bad. Only good things are floating in and harmonizing with you. So this is sort of the ultimate flow. Okay, we're going to play a selection here from one of my wonderful Flow Dreaming CDs that I had created, the Mind Spa series. These are just for flow dreaming without words, just pure music, because I found a long time ago that when I put on a CD, often I'm listening to 4, 5, 6, 8, you know, maybe an 8-minute song, but 4, 5, 6-minute songs. And every time the song changed, I would be a little disrupted. So I said, you know, I need some 20-minute songs. I need to be sure that song and that music is still going on when I'm flow dreaming so I can still be in it. Well, these CDs are perfect for flow dreaming on your own without my words. It's also great for people who do hypnosis or massage therapy. Any time where you want long, unbroken sequences of music where people can drift off to, your Reiki treatments, maybe, all kinds of things. So we're going to bring up something from a CD called Driftwood, and the song is called Float. And I love this music because it always reminds me of a beautiful desert, a windswept desert with the lights twinkling. And there's a sweet, sweet smell in the air, as if there were night-blooming cactus covering the hillsides and the red rocks. And the sky, a beautiful purple and red and orange down there where the sun is. We're going into a flow now, a flow, feeling the energies that travel through us, travel through everything, travel through our earth, our minds, our beings, our spirits. Imagine if there's a kind of solar wind, a wave of light and energy of being. But it's not passing by us. We are within this wave. And everything is within this wave. And we're all moving forward. Nobody's going backwards in time. No, we're all moving forward together. At the same pace. Caught up in the same reality. The same physicality. Moving all at the same pace. The same timing. We're all in agreement. A kind of consensual reality together. Here we are, physical beings, with this wonderful mind of ours, connected into this dense body of ours, and yet also unconnected from this body, existing out there in this quantum realm, this realm of thought and light and being. And the mind is connected into the spirit, the soul, the heart, the finer part of ourselves, where all the records are stored, the greater knowing is stored, the greater being. this beautiful continuation that we are from the dense physical into the mental and precise that spans the realms into the spirit itself, the light, the airy, the web of information that we are, that makes us universal, that makes us unending. The information, once known, can never be unknown. Once realized, can never be unrealized. Once felt, can never be unfelt. It's been inscribed into the universe. Each one of us has been inscribed into the universe. This personality, this way of looking at things, the actions, the thoughts, the feelings, the way we spend our day and time, all of it being inscribed right now into the universe. As ourselves, as this being that we are, being created, being made, being developed, growing, moving. And it's like we can sense ourselves out here in this vast area of light and stars, high above this sweet desert. In this light, this wave moving forward, I can see this. We can see this in our mind, in our heart, in our flow. This wave of light energy, we are part of this. We look all around and everyone else has a wave, a light, a flow of energy as well, of being, of becoming. We have our own unique thread in this tapestry, all our own. And ours is balanced and beautiful and light and glistening and glowing. And we say to ourselves as we look at our life, how nice it is how I spend my days and my time. How unpressured I am. How unstressed I am. How calm and efficient. How I get things done so easily. How the way I spend my time really reflects who I am and what I am. And maybe I've even gotten myself into a few things here that maybe are a little below me, that I'm just doing for now. Maybe it's that little job that I look down on, yet I'm doing it because I need the money. Maybe it's that relationship I got myself into that I knew wasn't quite right for me. I acknowledge these things and I say, all right, so I've spent my time here a little while. It's like pulling off at a little rest area off the freeway. I'm doing this for a little while, but I'll be getting back in there, back into the main flow, this main place where I am, where all that I do reflects who I really am. And all kinds of areas of my life are starting to shape toward that right now. Bounce me out of wherever I'm not feeling right, wherever I'm not in alignment with myself. Bouncing me right out and back into that place where I am spending all the time, all the things that I'm doing are reflective of who I am and the kind of energy I want to express in my life. All of my activities expand me. They expand me. They add to me. They make me feel bigger and freer and more open and more powerful and more happy and more wonderful. And then my spirit, my soul, my flow, my energy catches that up and laughs with it and says, oh yes, see how we're all perfectly balanced now. Wonderful in alignment. All good things come to me here. All good things come to me and stay with me and stick with me. Anything bad cannot touch me. It bounces off me and away from me. It can't cling to me. There's nothing there. It can't reach me. I have no need to spend my time in that. It's not part of my life. And the good things just keep rolling in. I find myself having to even make choices among all the good things. There's so many. Which one do I like the very best? What a nice feeling. Which one do I like the very best? Of all these wonderful choices and plans and possibilities, I think I'll just pick the ones that I really want to explore. My flow brings this to me. My flow offers it to me. Source energy and God, all of it. Flowing it, offering it, giving it. The light weaving itself together, the patterns of my future coming together. At the count of three down to one, I'm going to open my eyes and I'll feel so good. So good. knowing that I've just created something very powerful and real. Because I felt it. Because I knew it and I saw it. And now it's been born. It's been created. I did that. I created this just now. Within my feelings. And now I'm sending it out and allowing it to grow and develop with my flow support. 3, 2, and 1. Eyes open. Feeling good. Well, there you are. That was a bit longer flow dream than I usually do on the show, but I just felt it was a good place, you know, a good place to do it. Maybe because we are here in the middle of the year. Huh, look at that. We're kind of right here in the middle of the year. And we're talking about balance between the dark and the light, the material, the immaterial, the winter and the summer. Well, all right, we're going to go to a break. When we get back, your calls. Hi, Virginia, I see you there. I'll get back to you when we come back. Everybody else, 877-230-3062. If you want to call in, I do see an open line. I'm sure I'll be getting to at least a couple of you. That's toll-free, 877-230-3062. I'm Summer McStravick. This is Flow Dreaming.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world with Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
By far, one of the most popular flow dreaming programs I've ever created is the 2-week Flow Dreaming Prosperity Challenge. I think it's because we look at the energy of money and income from a really practical, yet energy-based point of view. We look at how our own internal thoughts and feelings either help money cooperate with us and come to us, or run away. Money is energy. It's flow energy, no better or worse than anything else. And it's simply up to us to change our own internal connection to this energy to allow it to pour freely into our lives. We each deserve to have enough money to live happily, healthily, without fear for ourselves or our families. We each deserve to be able to do what we love in the precious days of our lives, and money is the energy that allows us to do this. So I invite you to remake your personal connection to money and income by exploring my Prosperity Challenge 2-week book and CD program. It's inexpensively priced. It's at Amazon.com or my website, flowdreaming.com. And it might be the best investment you ever make because you're investing in yourself.
Hi, I'm Summer's mom, Venus Andrecht. Pour yourself another cup of coffee or a glass of wine and go get my podcast for the Dear Venus Show. How is my show different from my daughter's show? Oh my, it's a lot different. Every month, I have at least one chat with a dead celebrity on the other side. Recently, I met with Billy the Kid and Princess Diana. Other weeks cover unusual, odd, or what I hope are topics that will help you with your lives, your loves, and your quirks. I also take your calls on air and give you readings. And every show, I toss out good energy mojos to all my listeners. Mojos that work in the archives, too. Oh, wow, you don't know what good mojos are? Well, come listen and find out. You may even feel them when they work their magic on you. My show could definitely rearrange your life in a good way. Go to my website to find out my live show times and how to podcast it at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. I'll see you there.
Do you want to learn more about flow dreaming? I'm Summer McStravick, and I know I don't always explain the technique in every Flow Dreaming radio show because that would get repetitive. But you can learn a lot more about Flow Dreaming by visiting my online learning library at flowdreaming.com. It's full of free articles about Flow Dreaming, so you can learn more about both the technique and the philosophy. You might also want to talk with other people who, like you, want to manifest and create in their lives by stopping by my Facebook page and searching the term Flow Dreaming. Thousands of people have gathered there in the Flow Dreaming community, and I post on my Facebook page almost every day. I hope to meet you there soon.
Discover what being a manifesting practitioner means by exploring Summer's website, flowdreaming.com. It's a hub for manifestors like you who want to learn more about the unseen energies of this world. You'll find Summer's blog, downloadable Flow Dreaming MP3s, links to her radio shows, archives, and much, much more. It's the place to go for all things flow. See you there. FlowDreaming.com.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick. I was just saying hello to those of you on Facebook and in the CTR chat room where I am live right now. If you want to know where to listen to the show or the different times, go to my webpage at flowdreaming.com. You'll find a list of upcoming episodes as well as all the ways that you can hear the program and other Flow Dreaming resources. I was listening to one of the commercials and saying, I don't always explain Flow Dreaming in detail in every show. It's so true. And I really haven't for several shows. Maybe in August I'll do another show where I sort of refresh things a bit and remind you what Flow Dreaming is and how you use the technique to create in your life. Talk a little bit more about the nitty-gritty for you. Not sure. If you have August ideas for shows, do email me. I like to get those as well. So let's see here. Virginia, you're calling from Oregon Hill, California. Hi. Virginia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Summer?
Good. I'm very good. What's going on in your life?
Well, I've gone through a lot, but I've made it. Okay. But I remember as a little girl, my mom always felt that someone had put a bad mojo on her when she was pregnant with me.
Hmm.
And I come from a family of nine, so I'm the only one that has had issues.
Issues
like me,
how?
Like, just my, you know, with nine, my mother was always sick. She was never there to take care of me that I can remember. I really don't remember who took care of me when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. My family was so big, but my mom was always in the hospital sick. So I was kind of drifted from godmother to older brother and sister and, you know, bless her heart. She's a great mom and, you know, but she always felt that someone put a bad mojo on her when I was born. I was born as a preemie and we both got our last rites also when I was born, but we both eventually made it.
Wow.
I'm a miracle baby, is what my dad calls
me. No kidding.
Yeah, but
maybe you are more of a miracle baby than a bad hex baby. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, I've had my issues, but just life just been hard, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing alcohol or drugs or nothing like that, but just been hard. And I just, you know, I just think, is there any cords or some karma on me that?
The stuff that you haul with you. I would use some different words than, you know, karma or cords or things. That's
right.
Kind of, in my way, in my philosophy, that's sort of an old school way of looking at things that makes you often feel a little disempowered because you think it's something else that someone did that you can't shake off or get rid of. And
recently,
manifesting.
I've always just thought about that. I've never really thought about it through my life off and on, but lately I've been thinking about it.
Well, flow energy says we're all active, and anything that's in our lives is there by our allowing of it to be in our lives. And sometimes we let things be in there. For instance, you know, the things that you haul around with you, I can hear just in your voice and in what you've, you know, chosen to talk about right off the bat, that you are hauling a lot of things still with you that make up your own self-perception. the sick child, the one whose mother couldn't be with her, the one whose mother felt that she was hexed, the dark energy or the energy of misery and difficulties that you carry with you. You know, these are all feelings and thoughts about yourself that have been internalized over the years, and understandably so, because when you're a child, you know, you have to grasp for any explanation that makes sense for why you're being treated the way you are. So you bring these feelings into yourself, and then you become an adult and you say, wait a minute, do I still need to carry these feelings around with me? Do I still need this? You know, I'm not a child anymore. Maybe I can start thinking about myself differently. Maybe I can change this. Maybe this is old me, and there's a new me that's just been waiting for me to change my mind and change how I feel. Okay, Virginia, if I'm looking at you, you know, and the energy that surrounds you, there's a lot of self-doubt inside you at all times. Self-doubt is one of those things that always prevents you from the next thing or prevents you from going forward, that allows you to settle with what you've got. You know, you do this with work. You just settle for what you've got, maybe a little bit more than other people, because you're afraid that what you've got is all there might be. I think that what it does is it just kind of always creates a sensation in your life that it never gets any better. You know, you can't deserve more. You can't get up above it all. I don't see karmic stuff. I don't see, you know, things that are holding you on other than what you have created yourself. You do still have strong ties to your mother, interestingly. I would say it's more like unresolved energies. You know, they still exist and they're there. I use the analogy, it's like having an open telephone line. She may not be listening on the other end, but you guys still have the line open between you. And when that line is open, even if no one's talking or thinking, but it's your energy that's being exchanged. It's like an energy leak is what happens. And that's why you can feel depleted and discouraged. So, for you, it's like I want to give you a little prescription, an energy prescription.
Uh-huh.
Your job is to start sealing up some of these leaks to the past that are still open, these energies that are drifting back, that are making you feel like they're responsible for who you are. I don't think you even have to go through and look at everyone and figure them out and go through the crying and all that. Maybe you do. You know, maybe that's the kind of thing, you know, you do in therapy and so forth. Or maybe you can just start sealing the leak energetically inside yourself by saying, the past is the past. And it gave me the person that I am starting with right now. But this person from here on out is changing magnificently. I am moving from caterpillar to butterfly. I am completely changing who I am and how I'm feeling about myself. And it's starting right now. And nothing that happened with my mother, nothing that happened when we were pregnant, none of that is affecting me from now on. None of that. It's just part of who I am. I recognize it. But you know, it's like putting a book up on a shelf. I don't need to take it down and read it anymore. It's there. It's in me. It's part of me. But the rest of me is starting to become a lot bigger and more interesting, and attracting and calling in many, many good things in my life, many, many points of safety in my life that maybe I haven't had before, that I've always been chasing after and craving. Well, they're starting to happen for me. I feel very comfortable myself, with myself. I take care of myself, and I do so happily, not with a feeling of I wish I didn't have to. See, you have a lot inside you that I could pull up. It's like I feel like I'm just pulling, you know, vegetables out of a soup and looking at them when I'm dropping them back inside you. more than I can do on air. If you could do a private session, that would be wonderful. There's a lot in there that we could explore and lift out. But even when I was there, I was sort of moving you around, sort of swirling you up, getting you feeling different inside, letting new ideas percolate. That's the point that you're at. Letting these new feelings and thoughts percolate up. You need to start that. In a big way, okay?
All right.
All right, Virginia. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Summer.
You're so welcome. Bye. Oh, well, I wish I could have done more with her, but you know, sometimes you can look at a person and you feel a simple issue. You know, one thing, oh, let's fix that. Let's correct those energies, that direction. You know, it's like It's like I cup my hands around some water that's flowing and sort of make it go in a new direction. And sometimes I'm looking inside someone and I realize, you know, there's a lot of things tied together and we have to start at this point and we're not going to do it in just a couple of minutes. So I wanted to be gentle with how much she got so she didn't feel overwhelmed by things happening for her. Yes, I do personal private sessions. I love to work with people individually and I always try and schedule some hours in my week to do that with those of you who would like it. You can go to my website. I have many, many reviews written about my one-on-one work that we do over the telephone together, and then I record it, and you get to take it with you. So it's very nice thing to have. If you've never done a flow dreaming session, very unusual, not like your typical, again, psychic session, although a lot of information still comes through. So I guess that about wraps up the show. It felt like a really nice, comfortable show today. I loved the flow dream. I am still high off that flow dream. I don't want to get back to work now. I want to go out and do something fun and nice and spend my energy, spend my material time doing something that just uplifts me, not look at a computer screen. Well, wait a minute. How can I adjust that? You help me here. How can I adjust that so that my computer time feels uplifting and fun? Well, I'm going to think on that. There's going to be a way. I know it. I will make it happen in the flow. Okay, until next week, I'm Summer Extravic. Thank you for joining me. Hope to see you on Facebook and come visit my site and my new store and give me some feedback. Until then, enjoy your flow dreaming. Hi, I'm Summer McStravick, host of this show, Flow Dreaming. As a BBS radio listener, you can receive 10% off all of my books, CDs, and instant MP3 downloads at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Just enter the coupon code letters BBS during checkout. Enjoy 10% off at flowdreaming.com. Remember, BBS at checkout. This offer expires on July 31st.